Rubber game between the Tigers and Blue Jays. Blue Jays looking for back-to-back wins for the first time since August 16th and 17th. We'll take you to the bottom of the first, Kendrys Morales facing Aníbal Sánchez.
The 1-0, Urania goes, line drive, base hit into left center field, right by where Machado was. They're going to wave Urania around third, and he's going to score. Machado, the lone infielder on the left side, was going over to cover second, and Morales hit a line drive right where he'd been standing. The 2-2. High fly ball to center. This one's deep. This one's trouble. Jones back, and it's gone. A home run.
Kidding me.
Teoscar Hernandez. The 1-1. Taking a high fly ball to right. Deep. Going back is Castellanos, and gone. Teoscar Hernandez has a 5 RBI, 2 homer day. And the Blue Jays lead it 7-2. 112 pitches for Jay Happ. Third most he's had in the game this year. The 3-2 again. Swing and a miss. Fastball 95 away.
Yeah, that'll be it. He ended it in style, didn't he?
He did. Ninth strikeout ends the day for Jay Happ. 8 on swinging third strikes. He works a 1-2-3-6.
Brad Ausmus and the Tigers unable to figure out the Blue Jays as they lose 8-2. Here's what he had to say.
No, I mean, he throws strikes, which is, you know, at times we've had trouble doing as a staff. So he does do that. He comes in and he throws strikes. I don't know that I've seen enough of him to say what the long-term forecast is.
Nick got through 3 games pretty well, didn't he?
Yeah, he was fine. You know, I haven't talked to him about it, see how he liked it, but he certainly held his own. He didn't look out of place, made the plays he was supposed to.
Still gets a couple of hits today. And
yeah, he's been swinging the bat well. I'll talk to him on the plane or in Cleveland tomorrow and just see what his thoughts were the first series.
Is there one pitch, Brad, that Sanchez needs to get back, or is this more of a general issue?
I don't know if there's one pitch he needs to get back. I think the one thing he used to be able to do when he had a couple more miles an hour was pitch up, and now that line is a lot finer. If you don't get up high enough, it's potentially a home run. When you had a couple extra miles an hour or 3 extra miles an hour, it's a little easier to make a mistake up there and get away with it. So it boils down to command more than anything else.
Do you anticipate the Tech playing tomorrow?
I won't know until tomorrow. He said he felt better today, but I don't know.
And no idea, obviously, with the weather conditions, when you might get Iglesias back.
Yeah, at some point I need to text him. I'm sure he's in the middle of this storm right now. Don't even know if I'd be able to get a hold of him. But, there's no ETA for him. I don't know how he's going to get out of there, quite frankly. Actually, Chad. Are we announcing anything? Okay. I have nothing to tell you then.
Aníbal Sánchez drops to 3-4. He goes 4 2/3, allowing 7 runs on 12 hits. Here's what he had to say about his performance.
I think it's one of those days, like anything's going to come out good. I think I made a really good pitch today. Like, for example, Hernandez, I think, working outside and on the strike zone, he's able to hit 2 good hard ball, and I put in it, got homer. I think that's the two hit that probably is that I wasn't homer, his different score.
You had 4 strikeouts first 3 innings, 3 hits, so things seem to be on a reasonable track.
I feel really good today. I feel that I have really good command with every pitch, and I chose early in the game, and like I said, when I faced twice Hernandez, I don't think that probably the first homer was fastball away, a little bit off. I don't want to say it was a bad pitch. And the second was low, and hit it to the other side. So, you know what, at the end, I don't want to call it bad luck, but the situation is, it was different, It was a different game, but it is what it is. I think I need to keep working. I feel really good. I'm working right now in a finished run. Helped, just get a couple wins for the team. And But, you know, I just wanted everything to turn around.
Hernandez looks like a dangerous young hitter, isn't he?
I mean, he's really good. And I know he showed power today. He showed that he got really good content in a two good pitch. And, you know, so that's what I'm going to – that's everything I can say about him.
James McCann goes 1-for-3 in the Tigers' 8-2 loss against the Blue Jays. Here's what McCann had to say.
You know, going dead center and then oppo, that's impressive.
What was the issues today with him?
You know, I think we just made some mistakes out over the plate, and they took advantage of them.
And what made Hap so effective today?
Well, Hap's got good stuff, and he located his fastball to both sides of the plate, mixed in cutter, changeup, and curveball at times. But ultimately, he located the ball extremely well tonight.
Monday, the Tigers are in Cleveland to take on the Indians.